Hello and welcome to our podcast discussing key issues within the utilities industry. Today we're going to talk about the energy market and specifically one of the key customer processes. Today we're joined by Ian Perry. Ian is a senior consultant in our utilities team. He has worked in the utilities industry for 16 years. 13 of those were spent at British Gas, where he held a number of senior roles across credit risk, collections, sales and operations. So Ian, what do you see as the most important customer process?
Well, without a doubt, it's the home move process. This is the process that cuts across debt, it cuts across retention, marketing, cross-selling, upselling, and it's a very significant time for the customer going through the move.
Okay, so thanks for that, Ian. Next off, can you please expand on the key drivers around home move and why it's still such a critical issue?
Well, picking up on debt for a moment, we know that in 2012 there was £1.5 billion worth of debt associated with the home move. And similarly, looking at fraud, from our own research we can see that 50% of all fraud is perpetrated across the home move. And that's not even delving into some of the other issues around sales and retention, which is also a significant driver for the home move process.
Okay, so that's a huge amount of debt actually associated with the home move process. Can we go into that a bit more and can you highlight some of the key issues in this area?
Well, as I see it, there are three main issues driving debt across the home move process. You've got customers moving without telling the energy company, number one. Number two, you've got fraudulent home moves where customers are creating new identities to avoid payment of debts that they've run up. And then number three, you've got customers moving in where they've got poor credit histories and they're not put on appropriate payment terms.
So, great overview there. I guess the next obvious question is, what can be done about these three key issues?
Well, I would say we'd look to break this down into two further issues. One is managing the risk of the customer moving in, and the second is managing the risk of the customer moving out. So starting with customers moving in, firstly, you need to establish if they are known to you. If they are, you can check on previous payment history and agree new terms with them at the new property. If they're not known to you, then you can run a credit score on them and understand what the most appropriate payment terms are for that customer. To manage the risk of the customer moving out is all about timing. You need to know as early as possible. Traditionally, utilities companies and energy companies tend to find out either on the day of the move or, in worst case scenario, a number of months later when a new customer has moved into the property. This is too late, and it will prevent you from escalating risk for those customers that are already in your collections processes, or indeed looking at retention for a moment. It'll prevent you from getting to those customers early within their move cycle and helping them through that customer experience. The best way of dealing with this, of course, is predicting the home move, and certainly you can do that by obtaining third-party data, understanding when the property is up for sale, or indeed using models to predict home moves up to 6 months in advance. Equally, if you're interested in investigating and reducing the fraudulent accounts on your book, it's best to whittle the investigations down to a manageable number. And certainly we've seen good practice where business policy rules are implemented, where you're looking at those customers that are moving in where the previous occupant has left a reasonable debt, say over £400, and that debt has been outstanding for more than 28 days. Now, if you investigate the property that the new customer says they've moved from, and you investigate the identity of the new customer, and both of those match up, then we suggest you proceed to carry out the home move. However, if there's any suspicion over the new identity or the previous address, or indeed if the old customer's identity and credit record is still active at that property, then we'd certainly suggest further investigation, further information is captured from the new customer moving in. So in summary then, I think the best way of tackling debt across the home move is a good balance of internal data, external data to allow you to predict the home move and to validate the customer moving in, coupled with some strong policy rules which will help you manage risk. And if you bring all those together, then I'm sure you'll see an improvement to your home move process and a reduction in debt and fraud.
Thanks for that, Ian. Some really good points that you raised there. I hope you all found it useful. And if anyone would like any more information around the home move process, then please feel free to get in contact with us.